Jaguars back to work Wednesday, week 16. The Jags will spend the weekend after Christmas in the Big Easy to face the New Orleans Saints. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars are mathematically still alive for the postseason. Of course, they have to win out. They need a lot of help from the Tennessee Titans to do it, though. The Jags have started slow on offense the last couple of weeks. 0 for 11 on third downs in the first half, the last two games combined. Very hard to get a rhythm going. And as they did with the red zone issue a few weeks ago, the focus this week has been on keeping drives alive on third downs.
You fix one and then the other one kind of goes backwards. But, you know, I think we'll have to, you know, switch views. And I think when we put a lot of emphasis on the red zone and becoming a better red zone scoring team, I think obviously it showed up and we were able to do that and change it. So I think we'll have to do that with third down.
You know, we got
to
be better on third downs. You know, I mean, we had too many third and longs for us. You know, I mean, that's kind of putting ourselves in bad situations. So we got to just continue to win on first and second down, and that'll help us on our third down percentage.
A few Wednesday notes. T.J. Yeldon, the running back, not working with a knee sprain, but Denard Robinson got work after a foot sprain Sunday. Telvin Smith out of practice with a shoulder injury, and if he can't go, Jordan Tripp and Hayes Pollard would get some time. And safety Josh Evans had a knee injury in the game last week. Good to go on the practice field today. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You know, red zone was a big topic the last couple of weeks here, and the Jags seem to clean that up on the offensive side and get in the end zone. How about on third downs moving forward?
Well, it's funny because we've talked about this offense, and they've done so many good things. And yet at the same time, there's all these little things that have been creeping up. They fixed the red zone a few weeks back, and now from listening to Gus Bradley, they're definitely going to spend more time in practice on that third down offense. Now, the important thing is when you're playing the Saints, they are going to score, so you cannot let them get away from you. In that case, if you don't get your third downs converted in the first half, you're going to be way behind. So I don't really know how they fix it. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact they go for so many big plays, and that causes a little bit of inconsistency. Is that the answer? I don't know. But at some point this weekend, on Sunday, you've got to convert your third downs or else the Saints get way away from you in a hurry.
Yeah, and the big plays are cool when they work and people like them. Some questions on the other side this week. Drew Brees hurt his foot in the second quarter on Monday night against the Lions. Does he play this week? Could it be Matt Flynn or Garrett Grayson, the rookie, that play in his place? We just don't know yet.
Well, on the one hand, it matters very much if Drew Brees is in the game. He's one of the elite quarterbacks. And the thing about him is he will go for the jugular on you. And because of him, they have the capability of getting away in a hurry. At the same time, it really doesn't matter who's quarterback if you cannot rush the passer on third down. And that's been such an issue for this team that, frankly, if it's Matt Flynn, if it's Archie Manning coming back and playing for the Saints, if they don't rush the passer, they're in trouble against anybody. A backup in this league can hurt you very much. So I think Drew Brees finds a way to play, and if he does, that makes him very dangerous. But whoever, rush the passer.
And backups have hurt this team already this year, too. Pro Bowl, a topic. Allen Robinson, Jaguars receiver, the first alternate, I think, five of the eight receivers last year that were voted in didn't go to Hawaii. So there's a good chance he's going to go, but there's some other deserving guys around here, too.
Well, first deserving is A-Rob, and I get why he didn't get in. There's eight guys with mammoth reputations at the position who got in ahead of him. So somehow he should have gotten in. It's a reputation game, and I think as time goes on, he will more than make up for this snub, if you will, by being one of those every-year guys. Roy Miller, out of all the guys who got snubbed, I think a lot of Jaguars fans may have not talked about Roy a whole lot. This defense has been very good against the run all year, except for two games has been elite against the run. To listen to Paul Posluszny tell it, who got a lot of publicity, none of that happens without Roy Miller. Nose tackles often don't get in because they favor the three technique. They're sack guys. They're dynamic. They're in the backfield all the time. But as Roy tweeted out on Tuesday night, maybe they should have a special category for nose tackles. It is a different position. If they did have that category, to listen to the Jaguars teammates tell it, he would have definitely gotten in because healthy this year, he's been as good as any player on that defense. So too bad, but he should be in.
Get ready, John. We're going to have a Christmas Eve edition of Jags of the Round Table tomorrow.
That should be rich. I'll wear my Christmas sweater. How about that?
Oh, I can't wait.
It'll be good for everybody.
We all can't wait. The Jags are back in the practice field tomorrow. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.